will announce that the meeting is being recorded. And there were some announcements Bob was supposed to talk about, which is the Industrial Roundtable on September 19th at noon. And there is a tour of Viking Plastics afterwards. If you would let Shelley know if you want to be included in that, she would appreciate that.
What time is that?
Noon, September 19th, and then the Viking tour is right afterwards, right,
yes.
Shelley?
One-ish.
Around one-ish, okay. And for recording purposes, the executive session was held on September 8th, 2023, for the purpose of personnel. Any public comment? Everybody should have the minutes from the August 15th meeting. Did everyone have time to look through them?
I move they be accepted as presented. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Dave, you're up.
Okay.
Property report.
All right. I've had my chronics. We have the number 12 up there. We've been having problems with for quite a while. We still haven't got it fixed. I've had it looked at, and I think there might be something wrong with the ducting. And we have two bids on number 15, waiting on flicks. Parking lot's been sprayed. We got the lines down. Puck. That was postponed. It was supposed to be the third week of July, and then they postponed it to the 8th of September, and it didn't come in the 8th of September, so they're still waiting for a delivery.
Okay.
I'm working on a heater in Entec in the high bay. That should be hooked up within the next few weeks. I just talked to the guy with the auction for the equipment. And they want me to move as much as I can to one location so that they can keep it all together. I did take the AC unit off that we talked about because someone was interested in buying it. And we have not had our insurance adjuster look at those roofs. But initially, the fellow from Tennessee or whoever was here,
For hail damage?
Yes. Yeah. He didn't think there was a great deal.
Well, we couldn't tell the difference, right?
Well, yeah, it's pretty rough. I mean, the fins on the AC, you know, that pretty much tells you how bad it was.
Yeah.
And there was just little peck marks on it, yeah. Nothing serious. But that's pretty much where we're at. I've had John staying busy getting the parking lots done. And he's right now, he is doing the parking lot for Cobblestone, for Haven, Hose. So the sprayer's working pretty good.
That helps.
How much leakage do we have in Micronics? You know, the bad roof there that we know is...
Right now, it's not leaking.
Oh, well,
we did find the spot.
Yeah. Did you fix something? Well, I guess I'm just wondering how much time we have to...
Well, what is it? We might have a day.
Yeah, every year. The problem with it is, the way it's put down, it's a roof that was rolled, it's 4-foot rolls. Normally, when they put down a rubber roof, they're like 20 feet rolls.
Right. Yeah.
So you've got a lot of places to leak.
Yeah.
And it's bad. I have no idea how old that roof is. I know that addition was built in 72. And at that time, it was a built-up gravel mm-hmm. roof. Somewhere along the way, they put that vinyl roof over it.
Over top of the gravel.
That's why replacement is so expensive.
Any other questions for Dave?
No.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
We're going to skip around here until Bob and Dave Dearborn get here, so I'm going to go to the financial report with Shelley. Bob's on his way.
All right. Total checking and savings, we have $4,471,921. Current assets, $5,846,337, which brings the total current assets to $10,318,100. The fixed assets are $2,172,428. And our total assets are $12,631,425. Our liabilities, $64,015. Total equity, $12,567,409. And the total liabilities and equity, $12,631,425. For the P&L, our income for year to date, $2,205,612. Our expenses, $1,563,933. It shows our net income at $641,618. However, if you notice the number one, this was from the RACP grant. So this did get transferred over to CAIDC, so our true net income is $14,781.83.
Basically an in and an out is what you're saying.
Right, yep.
Okay.
Number three, the $17,086. This was the fire hydrant. This needs to be reimbursed. Tammy did submit for that, and we're still waiting for that to come in. And then your check detail.
Anyone with questions on the financial report or check detail? I see you have.
And then just a couple of notes on the payment status report. So loan number 293, a payment did come in for this just this week, yesterday actually. And then 510 and 511, this is up to date.
Okay.
She did bring that in as well.
Anything else we need to?
Nope. Tammy left some other notes for individual, but those were just the ones that I had.
If there are no questions, can I have a motion to accept the financial reports?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Back to you, Mr. President.
All right. So.
Don't let that go to your head.
Trust me. There's nothing there. You already told me. Thanks, everybody, sorry, I was a little bit late, got May late. What I want to do now is just go into Tina and Chris are here to discuss some real estate things in executive session. I'd like to just go with board only on this.
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
Okey-dokey.
All right. Yep. Coming out of executive session, correct? That was a long one. Sorry, but it'll be worthwhile in the end. All righty, so where do we leave off at? We're at the director's report now? Okay. Zing, zang, zingy. You got the quarter on?
Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Shelley.
Okay, the team will be filling out the federal EDA recompete application, which is due on October 5th. We also got word that RACP will likely be opening in coming weeks. So we will be pursuing the One Plastics facility program for that. Bob also just noted today that we have a line item ready for that, so hallelujah. Facility-wise, I think I just wanted to bring you up to speed on one thing, which is that NTEC has vacated temporarily the armory area of One Plastics, kind of, I assume, to like lower rent, but we are asking them to switch some square footage from the High Bay area over into there so they do their mold storage and such over there. And that would allow us a few thousand square feet here and there to divide up and maybe incubate smaller tenants.
Does that follow the term of their lease?
The term of their lease is up in March, and so technically we could hold their feet to the fire.
I just rewrite another lease right now.
The armory area, is that what we can normally call the warehousing section of the building?
Yeah, the oldest part.
Yeah, the very oldest part.
Yeah, the oldest part.
Would you rewrite a lease right now to make the change rather than make a change in October and another change in February?
So that's a strategy question that I'd like to raise with you guys, which is that all the leases over there end at the same time right now. I see the pro of that being that you remember to redo them because they're all happening at once.
But
the con is they could all leave all at once.
So I'm saying that'd probably be a good idea, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would stagger that one.
Yeah.
Would you go out farther than 12 months right now on the lease?
The way that the previous ones have been written has been a 2-year. Well, this was a confusing thing.
I read the leases.
You saw the fact that they conflicted with each other internally, where it would say 12 and then in parentheses 24. Yeah, I just found that.
My two cents, if it isn't written down, it never happened. So I just get them on paper.
I was just going to do an MOU, but I'm happy to actually revise the and fix the stuff that I found that is wrong with it to begin with. There was a decent amount that I found just by a cursory look. All right. I assume we need to start working. Tammy and I need to get together soon to start working on budgets. Obviously, some of that will be dependent on board strategy, so I'll probably need to get with you.
Okay.
Then we have one potential loan in the hopper. It's a pretty small one. I think I brought it up before. It's a guy that wants to do sandblasting and restoration of metal products. Last thing for me, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is finally updating their strategic plan. I believe it is Rendell era. It's been a while since it's been updated. Mm-hmm. And I was told by the governor's office, I don't know, I assume that they reached out to me based on my role here. They asked me to provide input into it. So I'm just putting that as a kind of a tickler to make you aware that either I'm very pretty confident that they reached out to me because of the RDA. So that'll likely need to be something that passes on to the next director. But I think it's really encouraging that the state's finally doing that, because so many of their grant applications say you need to tie into our strategic plan, which is 20 years old.
That goes back more than 20 years. It was Rendell.
I guess so.
Yeah, when they were in Philadelphia in the 90s.
He was,
early
90s. Well,
I don't know.
I want to say it's about 20.
It doesn't.
Either way, it's old.
It's old.
Yeah, that's it for me. No old business.
New business.
Okay, really quick. The state law mandates that we go to do municipal obligation for the pension system, that you notify the board and they acknowledge the contribution, the contribution numbers in your packet. I reviewed the numbers that Tammy provided, and as far as we can tell, I mean, they're a little bit of a shot in the dark because we don't know who's getting paid what going forward, but as best as we can tell, I think that that's a reasonable number, and then the calculation is just, you know, wrote from there. So I would need a motion to ratify the MMO.
Is that moved?
Similar to 2023, I mean.
Is it the same?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same, yeah.
That's
first by Dave. We have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
All right.
Sorry.
There you go. Shelley.
Dave Sample reached out to me at the request of John Andrus from the Masons, requesting permission to take the banners down earlier than Veterans Day, because he said that they're happy to take them down, but they have a lot of trouble in late November when it's raining and snowing and cold, and so he was wondering if it would be okay to take them down early. So Dave and I kind of talked about it, you know, threw some stuff back and forth. You know, we've promised these people that they would be up from Memorial Day to Veterans Day. So we're kind of going back on our promise. And then we wanted to know, Dave wondered if it would be possible just to put like a full page ad in the journal, just saying, you know, thank you to the veterans, whatever we want to say.
Listing all those names, he said, right?
Well, listing all the names, but the problem is I'm not sure that I have all the names, because some of the files that came to me when I got this job were not complete. So I don't know if I do or don't have all of the names.
You just gotta ride around and fill them in.
Yeah.
Take a long walk.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like to know if the RDA would like to go in on the ad. If this comes to fruition, we don't know if it is or isn't, but would the RDA like to be listed on the ad?
It's not going to be good if you don't have all the names. If you miss somebody.
I mean, it can be something generic.
I think we could donate an ad. I mean, I'm not just speaking as a journal. I don't think we charge one. We just come up with an ad. I mean, I think we could more than happily donate that.
Okay.
You know.
I think it would be suffice to do that. And
yeah, but right.
They said it was terrible last year in November.
That's what they said. Yeah. And we appreciate how much they do for us in the community.
I mean,
and we don't want to ask.
I mean, there's no reason to charge for that. That's kind of crazy.
Okay. But would the RDA like to be listed as well as SEBA and CAIDC?
I think we should.
That's what's on the back of the sign.
It's on the back of the sign, so yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Do you want me to
just making sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone needs to give me the sizes.
Okay.
Give you a high res PDF.
11.675 by 21.5.
Am
I close? 11.675 by 21.5 inches.
Okay. Show off.
We do it every day. Chloe and I had to do it all last week because the design guy was on vacation. It was me. Chloe would yell at me.
You want a high res?
He wasn't doing it right, huh?
In design file.
Just PDF would be great.
Yep. CMYK, adrenaline color.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
I have nothing else. Anybody else?
Nope.
Have a motion for adjournment?
So move.
Have a second?
Second.
All right.
I guess we're all in favor.
Yep, I guess we're all in favor to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for being patient.